save your jaws and pain.
On Hit 92.9.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete.
On Hit 92.9.
Did we have fun today, everybody?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like sometimes Zaves and I, like, we hate each other more some days. And I think today we just really hated one another.
Mate, I just highlighted the fact you smacked down too many cancer sticks and now you're pissed off at me.
I smoke one a day, if that. Two.
That's still 10 minutes.
Not in work hours.
Yes, it is work hours.
No,
it is
work hours. Oh, mate, what would you know? You work 3 hours a day.
And still underpaid.
Yeah. You get paid more than anyone in this building. Actually, probably collectively.
Hey, you know what was great?
What?
Scar Wars.
Did you like it?
Yep.
I can't believe he burnt his...
That's not where I thought it was going. I like it.
I wouldn't have expected the pippy.
I mean, I felt sorry for him, though. It's hard for, like, even as a female, right, when we hear about things happening to the, like, appendages, we still kind of feel like a little bit, ugh. It's weird. Do you, like, I know you guys wouldn't feel that if it was a female.
No, I'd still feel, like, I've seen...
Is this the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen videos.
No, I was just thinking.
Where? About what?
The good bits.
No, the good bits, that's another one. That's
okay,
after.
Cool.
By the way, if you're listening to this and you're in town and you can reach Hit 92.9 on your radio, the good bits are at 6 o'clock.
You're really boring,
Zach. Apparently. I was just going to say, I've seen, like...
But anyway, Scar Wars was...
Bad things happen to girl bits before,
yep.
And it makes me go, oh, that looks like it hurts.
Just
tune
in.
Does it hurt?
What?
Have you been hit there?
Yes.
Have you? Does it hurt?
Yeah, it actually does, believe it or not. It's quite sensitive there.
Yeah, but not as much as it does your peck and your nutbag.
Hey, hey, hey.
Mate, your nutbag could be, you could just get brushed and it...
And ends up in your throat.
And it takes a little bit of time and then you go, did that hit me? And then it's like, ah.
Yeah, I like watching those videos on YouTube. You know, where it's like guys getting hit in the nutsack. Yeah. And then you just wait for that, like, 2-3 second delay.
So anyway.
It's good.
Yep, we had a show and you can listen to it now.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Morning, legends.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
How are you? It's all right. Going well?
Good. So you got a new diary over there.
Yeah, got a new diary. Just writing in a few important dates that I've got coming up.
Yeah. And we just found out when your birthdays are and they're extremely close to each other.
And I am not happy about it. So I'm on February 20, right?
Yeah.
Peppy, you're November 20th.
Yeah, November 20.
And I was really happy about that. I was like, ooh, 20.
20 twins.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Zave's like, oh, 28th of Feb. And I'm like, ooh, ew. Why are we so close?
We're not. You're older than me. You're older than me.
No, I get that. But I'm just like, we're both Pisces.
Yes. I don't believe
in
that.
How do we get along?
I don't believe in the Pisces.
Oh, don't you?
No. And don't for a minute.
Now that I know that you are one as well, I don't believe in it either.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Just don't think we get along either. So maybe it is actually true.
I tell you what I'm really annoyed about.
Yeah.
Really annoyed about is the fact that here at work, we have a monthly birthday cake.
Yes.
Oh, it's more like a monthly birthday spread. So
yeah, it's a spread.
As you mentioned before off the air, X, once upon a time, they actually used to celebrate day by day everybody's birthdays. You get a cake, the whole thing.
So think about how many people work it too. There's a birthday every day.
Yeah, and then they slowly pulled that back.
Right, okay.
Budget cuts.
Cost cutting.
Budget cuts.
Right.
And now it's a monthly thing with a spread and a couple of different cakes and some cheese boards and stuff.
I'm going to put my own spread on. I don't want to share anything with Zave, especially my birthday. That's the only thing I really own. And trust me, I celebrate for the whole month too. So the fact that I have to celebrate that with X.
No, that's fine. That's fine because the birthday cake situation usually happens at 10 a.m. It's fair to say I'm home by then.
Yeah, so that's true. That is very true.
I won't be here for it, mate. So it's all good. You can enjoy it yourself. I wish you all the best on your birthday, but that's about as far as it'll go.
Hey, 13:10:60, open line time. That's how we kick the show off every single morning with a blanket open policy. You can talk about absolutely anything you want to talk about. When's your birthday?
Oh, yes.
And actually, what is
it today?
Is it today? What does your workplace do for your birthday? There's probably people sitting there going, listen to you guys.
Yeah, we don't even get a cake.
We don't get nothing
no
for
No one
our
even
birthday.
Says happy birthday
absolutely
to you.
Absolutely nothing.
That's how it should be.
All right.
A very good morning to you. Save your jewels
and peace. On Hit 92.9.
By the way, guys, as it is a brand new year,
yeah.
Clean slate. Year Kidding Me is back.
Oh, yes.
For another year.
I'm actually going to concentrate this year.
Are you?
Like, I'm actually going to try
pretty
my
sure
hardest.
You concentrated last year as well. It didn't go very well for you.
No, I was just throwing it.
Faking.
Yeah.
Playing the role of
the
goose.
I didn't want to take over, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just filling in.
Yeah, of course.
And now I'm here.
Talking about taking over, there's a new segment on the board too, take after seven.
You better back me up. After 7
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, there is two that's yours.
New segment, Jules. This is going to be fun. Anyway, we're not doing that right now, but I'm just planting the seed.
All right. Jeez, now, right now, we are doing this. Open line, it's how we start the day. Oh, yeah, all right, let's get to answering. Open line, to discuss anything. Oh, yeah. Open line. All right, it's the open line. Daniel,
you
in
and
Belmont.
I, we dance in the studio to this opener, and Zave just sits there looking down, like just not even paying any attention.
No, I'm actually not sure why my shirt's so wet. I think it got wet when I had a shower. It's soaking wet. That's just sort of annoying.
Sweating
me.
Over there already.
No, no, it's, yes.
Weren't you wearing that shirt before you went and had a shower?
Yeah.
When you went out of a shower, you
came back and soaking.
Yeah, okay, cool. Daniel in Belmont, good morning. Open lines are all yours, mate. Absolutely anything you want to talk about. $50 on the table as well. Hit us with it.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, just a bit of a shout-out to all the firefighters and everyone that's been affected by the bushfires over east.
Oh, 100%.
Yep. Couldn't agree more, mate.
I know a lot of people are struggling over there, so a massive shout-out to the people that are working hard to keep everyone safe.
Oh, Daniel, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that is a great message for the morning. And not just over there, but over here as well. I mean, you know, like I think I saw a picture pop up of a young volunteer firefighter. Mm. He was only 16 years of age and just covered in black soot and all sorts of, just everybody getting stuck in it, rolling up their sleeves and hammering it out. It's great.
So yesterday the old man tried to get into where his business is in Mallacoota.
That's
so
right.
So all the roads are closed. So he had to fly in by helicopter to have the meeting with all the staff that have obviously now don't have a job.
Yeah.
On the way out, when he tried to leave, they got in the helicopter. And so we live on the coastline, Mallacoota's on the coastline. So they were flying, Dad reckons, I don't know, 5 or 6 metres off the sand.
Yeah.
Because up in the air is so smoky. So you try and stay low on the beach. Anyway, just got way too bad. Had to turn around and fly back to Mallacoota. Had to stay there the night.
Oh, geez.
But there's no accommodation or anything because all the fireys are obviously...
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah, the base is where the pub is. And Dad was like, one of the guys said, well, stay with us. Dad's like, no, I'll just go to the pub, get a meal there. They're like, nah, Jeff, pub full, no food at the pubs. They've run out of food.
Wow.
You know, really just the basics still in these little towns. So, yeah, it's bloody sad.
It is sad. Some of the stories that we were hearing over that time as well, and a mate of mine who was caught up in all of that stuff, and talking about things like there being no supplies at the supermarket, having to wait in the line at the checkout and stuff, like 2.5 hours, like people selling 8 packs of bottles of water for $44 because...
Yeah, sometimes it's just a little, it's more than just, you know, losing your house and things like that. Like the aftermath, once the fire has gone through, what people have to deal with after that is terrible.
I did read that some of the emergency funds have started to lob into people's accounts though, which is good.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. Great news. Tash in Balladura, happier news from the holidays, mate.
Yeah, happy new year, guys, and welcome back.
Thank you. Same
you
to you.
Too.
What's the happy news?
Found out we're having baby number 2.
Yeah!
Oh,
Tash.
How old's your first one, babe?
2.5.
Oh, cute.
Well,
we're going to be so close.
Yeah, so I've got a boy already, so yay.
Oh, and now, what are you feeling this time, boy or girl?
I'm kind of hoping for another boy.
Yeah, I think we're sort of down that path too.
Yeah, you're hoping for another boy.
Yeah, I was going to ask a personal question, but I won't.
What, you can ask?
Now you've said it out loud.
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah.
How was he conceived? Or was conceived? Because I know the position can equal what sex it is sometimes.
Go on, Tash, if you're prepared to answer that question.
Yeah, nah.
Save your
jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Year Kidding Me is back, you little beauties.
Ew, okay. Now, I lost by
a lot of
points last year, so this is my chance to redeem myself.
And play along in the car. That's what I like to do.
And you've got all year to redeem yourself as well. Okay, so you were... 8 weeks behind last year.
I mean,
year. So
at
we
what
play this
point,
once a week.
At what point am I so far behind? If I become so far behind, can I then get a listener on to help me out?
When I'm 10 in front.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. All right.
So 10 weeks.
So here's how this works. I've got three different audio montages from three different years.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to play you them one by one, and then you just chime in with what year you think it's from.
Mm-hmm.
Closest to the pin, best of three gets the point.
Let's go.
All right. I've taken on some very good advice as well from last year.
Yeah.
And some of these will be themed this year around things that are happening at the time.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
So,
okay.
For example, this time today is the Royal Family Megxit edition.
Oh. Gosh.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's number one. Hey, I want something else to get me through this.
The road where Princess Diana's car crashed and killed her.
Okay, I got this.
Uh-huh.
I believe.
You go first,
mate. Oh, shivers. 97?
Oh.
What? Don't show me what you've written down.
I wrote 97.
Yeah, you just wrote that down as I said it.
I'll go 96.
It was 1997.
Yeah! Thank you. Thank you.
What have you scribbled out there before 97?
Yeah, no. USA.
Oh, okay.
You know how to write, do that read before. That's I wrote 97 as well. Oh, I'll give you that
what
one.
Do you want? What do you want? A double point? You want half a point? No. You made me go first.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, cool.
First
cool.
One for the year. All right.
Well done, Josh.
I'm holding on to it.
Here's the next one.
You're on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time for Africa. Britain's Prince William is engaged to longtime girlfriend Kate Middleton.
Shivers.
Not married, engaged.
Yeah, engaged.
Talk through it, think about
right.
it.
Yeah. Zave, I'm going to make you go first on this one. I'm not even going to reveal what I'm thinking because I don't want you to give me the clues.
2012. I'd be really thinking about Shakira's Waka Waka song.
Okay, I'm gonna go 2011, but I was literally going to say 2012.
Jules, you're in the house. I think you've won.
Really?
I reckon you're on the board, mate.
Am I?
Yeah, I reckon you are.
2000s, yes.
Yes.
Last decade,
yes.
2010.
Show me the money. Do I get a prize?
No, you don't get a prize.
Oh. Really?
Mate, he was 8 weeks ahead of you last year and didn't get a prize.
Let's say that was last year. It is 2020. It's a new year.
New year, new me. Oh.
You do you, boo. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Point right, one up the on the board.
Yay. I'm
well done, mate. Well done.
40 more weeks to go. Save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9. We have tickets for you and three friends to the High Energy Circus Western Extravaganza Railed. Not railing.
Railed.
Not rails.
You were railed on the weekend.
Railed.
Railed high. Which returns to Fringe. Tickets from fringeworld.com.au. That's R-A-I-L-E-D.
Railed. All right, I want to rip the Band-Aid off it. I got married over the break on New Year's Eve. Probably the most important part of a wedding is the exchanging of rings, would you say?
Oh, yeah. I would say. And the kiss.
And vows.
And the vows, maybe. I don't know.
The promises
to each
other.
You been married? I haven't.
My promises, you would have been serious. My promises weren't serious.
Weren't they?
Oh, God, no.
Well, mine went for
what
ages.
What did you even say?
Like, when you text me to come home, I promise it'll be within two schooners. I promise I'll always keep my body in an unbelievable condition to keep the juices flowing throughout our relationship.
Jeez.
Like, not very serious ones. Anyway, the exchanging of rings. Now, yep, I've done it. It's been 2 weeks. How long do I have to wear a wedding ring for? Because it's given me the absolute bugger. Have I done it now? It's done.
Isn't it one of those things that you'd probably just get used to, though? You know what I mean? Like when you get something new, you know, it takes a while. New shoes, you've got to wear them in, like shoes.
Well, I've had mine on for 4 years.
And?
I'm at the point now where I think it goes like this, right? It goes, it's new, it's awesome, and that lasts for a little while.
I haven't gone through that stage yet.
That's coming.
Okay. It's new, it's not awesome yet.
And then it's like, okay, hang on, feels a little bit unusual just having this clunk of metal sitting on my finger for a while. And then it gets to the point where you get past that, and I'm at the point now where it's like, now I feel naked without it.
Do you take it off?
Yes, but only like when I go to the gym or when I have a shower.
I don't shower in it.
Yeah, I don't shower with it either.
Oh, right.
But then it feels a little bit weird just not having it on. But I think it's just because it's been there for so long now.
Oh, that's fine. Wedding rings, so bizarre. One, on the female side, you spend a considerable amount of money on an engagement ring.
Yeah.
So that's the engagement ring. Now, the wedding ring, the wedding band is much cheaper. Mm. It's how it's meant to be, pretty much.
Mm.
So why am I out buying a Ferrari and then parking a Datsun right next to it? Why am I doing that? What a waste of money that is to start with. Because that's my first era on wedding bands.
I think it's just kind of like the whole, like when you get engaged and you get an engagement ring, you know, people like want to see the ring.
Yeah.
You know, whereas with a wedding band, so no one's like, no one's interested in that.
What's the point of buying it?
Well, you know that you got to, you know.
It complements the engagement
ring. No, it doesn't. It takes it away from it. As I'm saying, you're driving down Cottesloe, Peppy Grove, you say, wow, wait, that's a nice Ferrari, big red one.
Yeah.
That's a weird Toyota Corolla next to it.
Did you know that?
You know what? Maybe the wedding band makes the engagement ring look even better. Pop, right?
That's popping.
Did you know that you're meant to get a third car on the other side of that at some point as well, right?
Yeah.
The eternity ring.
Is that when she's on her way
like
out?
10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like 10, do you do that at like 10 years or something? Or?
No, like apparently you're meant to do that within the first 12 months.
No way.
What?
No way.
Yeah, my wife's been onto that for the last 3 years.
Not happening. 131060 is the phone number. 131060 or 0488-55929. How long do you have to wear your wedding ring for before I can just take it off? Because my arms go numb every night when I sleep. So my arms just go numb every single night.
Yeah.
They're numb. And I worry that I can't feel my arms. So I can't feel if they're getting bloated. And then that,
jeez,
like,
you
I'm worried
about wake issues or what?
I'm worried my finger's going to fall off in my sleep when they're numb. And it's going to be like full on two. I'll wake up and be like, well, there goes the wedding ring and the finger.
Jeez.
13, 10,
what do you get a tattoo? You get you like it tattooed on you.
No, because tattoos are forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get to November with them. At the moment, we're looking at November as a date I finish up.
Oh, please.
How long do I have to wear this bloody wedding ring for? It's off already. I didn't even have it on for that break. Save your
jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
I want to know, how long do I need to keep this wedding ring on for? It's not me. It just isn't. I don't like things touching me.
It hasn't even been a month. It's
been
2 weeks.
My arms go numb every single night. I'm worried also that I'm going to have a little bit too much pressure in my hand and I won't know because my arms are numb.
It's a lot of pressure.
And my finger falls off.
Oh, jeez.
I just don't like it. 13, 10, 60. How long do I need to keep a wedding ring on for? I want to get rid of it. I'm thinking within the next 7 days I'm going to throw it out. But I got a text on the text line. Of course, always text in 0488-55929. Beth has text in. My hubby got my name tattooed on his finger, right where in place of where the ring would go.
Yeah.
It lasted about a week. When Beth started to look like beer in tattoo ink, if we break up, he'll be fine. It's obviously worn and now it looks like beer.
I've got my Mahalkitar tattooed on my fingers. And my Mahalkitar means I love you in Tagalog. But because it's like bled a little bit on the finger, like as in the ink's bled, it looks like Mahal Killer. So Love Killer. Mm.
Love Killer.
Anyway.
Gangster.
So I'll just
call you in 2020. Love Killer. Right.
131060. Has your tattoo smudged? Give us a call.
No, do your thing. Let's go to Tony.
G'day, Tony. How are you, mate?
Not bad, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks. Tell us about your wedding ring. How long did you wear it for?
About a week.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony.
I'm a bit like you, Zave. I don't like jewellery on my fingers. And then also work due to degloving policies and all that. So the wife bought me a necklace and I wear it around my neck when I'm not at work.
It might be an idea because I'm a bit like you too, Tom. When I get home, I get the shovel out and start working in the garden and stuff. I don't want to rip skin off.
Shut up,
Sam. I'm moving an orange plant today.
Yeah,
that's my job today.
Damien. Hey, Damien.
G'day, guys. How are you?
What do you reckon, Dame?
Well, I recently got engaged and a mate of mine got married towards the end of last year. And day two, he took off his ring and his wife absolutely lost it at him.
Oh.
So I've formed the opinion that as long as the wife isn't aware, then you're in the clear.
Yeah. Sorry. Are you going to tell him?
And congratulations, Dame, too, on your engagement.
Yes.
Yeah. Good on you,
mate.
Thank
you very much and welcome back to the show, you guys.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
And we're going to tell him. But look, say I take the wedding ring off, right?
Yeah.
Look at me, Jules.
Oh.
I'm pale.
Yeah.
I'm overweight.
Yeah.
I walk with a limp and I've got a big head.
Mm.
They aren't lining up, are they? So what does it matter?
Yeah, that's very true.
Maybe you should just take it off. Take it off and just see how long it takes for her to notice.
I just you think her dreams have come true.
Yasu.
Yes, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Yeah, going well, thank you. Tell us about hubby. What happened with the ring?
Okay, so I had my wedding ceremony one weekend and the reception the following weekend.
Oh, that's a bender.
So in that 1 week's time, he actually managed to lose his wedding band.
Yeah, wonderful.
And so have you ever replaced it? Have you replaced it or no?
No, that's haven't. We weren't that bothered because it wasn't that expensive. So we're like, look, if we do replace it, he's going to lose it again. So let's not bother.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Also my point. M's is expensive. You can't lose it. Mine is not expensive. So what does it even matter? Like if I lose it, they're just not expensive. So...
Yeah, go ahead. You just give it a try and lose it and see what happens.
Do a little test for us. But he just took it off and threw it. You probably heard it.
It's gone. Save your
jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Brand new year comes, brand new things. It's 4 minutes after seven. This is the news that did not make the news.
Hi, I'm Xavier Allison, and this is this morning's top news. A round of applause, please, for a Galapagos giant tortoise, please, Jules and Pete. Now, this giant tortoise has been forced into retirement.
Forced.
At the age of 130 years. He's returned home after engaging in a lot of intercourse with his own species, having saved his own species.
Really?
He spent 30 years in a San Diego Zoo breeding program before returning back to Ecuador, having produced the tortoise species from 15 to 2000.
It's wonderful.
He must be bloody exhausted.
As many as 40% of the current population of tortoises are descendants of San Diego tortoise.
There you go.
130-year-old tortoise retiring after saving his own species.
That's insane. I mean, does he have to do the deed or does it
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no, surely.
He doesn't. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, you're a tortoise expert, are you?
Apparently. And that is the news that didn't make the news.
Diego, the giant tortoise.
Five after seven. All right. We mentioned new things, new year. Another new segment.
Oh, yes. Scar Wars. If you've got a scar, make sure you're listening in because you're going to be able to play this game with us.
All right. Save your jewels
and peace. On Hit 92.9.
I've come up with this segment that I'd like to bring to the show. And Zabe is just going to ruin it for me because this is my one and only chance to really get this segment off the ground, and he's going
to
ruin it.
To paint the picture too, Jules, you were new last year and everything was sort of set up as it was.
Yes.
You didn't really have the opportunity to bring in something new. Now you've brought in something new this morning and I can't wait for it. Okay, and I'm not going to sabotage it.
It's called Scar Wars, right? And so if you've got a scar, which I think a lot of us do, you can play this game. So what you need to do is you call up and you explain to us how you got the scar. So you tell us the story, you know, the age, where it was, what you were doing at the time, how many stitches you got, how long you spent in hospital, that kind of stuff. And it's up to us, so to buzz in, each of us, at any point in the story, and we have to guess where the scar is on the body. And that's how we get our point system. If none of us get it right, then obviously the listener wins.
What do they win?
A point.
you have a mystery prize.
Yeah, we got a mystery.
We got a mystery prize.
Yes, we do. Sorry, that's how the game is played. But obviously, the more gory it is,
the better.
When
do I play the opener?
Oh, right now.
Okay.
Okay, if you didn't make that sound when you got the scar, then we don't want to hear from you.
Okay.
But 131060, give us a call if you've got a scar.
Or text
and
us.
Let's play.
Or give us a text.
What do you mean?
Or text in. No, 0488-5929.
And it's play
her,
that way.
It's her game.
No, because then we can ring them back.
Just breaking the fourth wall there.
No, stay out of it. It's not your segment, all right?
Oh, mate. All right, then.
All right.
Don't drop the bottom lip. He just dropped the bottom lip at me.
I'm going back to watching A Current Affair with our squirting water on the journalist.
No, give us a call if you got a scar. Save your
jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Hit 92.9 is a proud partner of the Smith Family's Toy and Book Appeal. We're helping to bring a smile to disadvantaged children this Christmas, and you can help too. Head to thesmithfamily.com.au for more information. I said this Christmas. That was last year. So, yeah, it's a little bit late for that. Mm. But, hey, look, maybe think about this
Great
Christmas
course.
Coming up.
Great
Absolutely.
Course.
Get yourself nice and early for this Christmas. Your brand new game.
Yes.
Scar Wars. Do I play? So
Yeah, you play the...
Now?
Yeah.
No, play now.
Okay. Oh, gosh, that sounds horrific.
All
the
right.
noises.
So the way, clear.
The way this game is played, if you have a scar, you can play it.
Okay.
Right? Now, all you need to do is explain to us how you got the scar. So we want how old you were, what you were doing at the time, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
All right, how many stitches you got.
Yeah.
It's up to us to buzz in and win and determine where it is on the body. Now, it has
on
to be
body.
Quite specific. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, Scar Wars. So. Okay. The debut.
Yes. Don't.
No,
Call
man,
me
I'm all in it. I'm in. I can't wait to speak
right,
to Ken.
So Ken cannot tell us where it is on the body. That's our
no,
job.
He just has to explain Describe to us it. How he got the scar.
Right. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how are we?
Going well, mate.
This all right.
It's your game.
Now,
you
Ken.
Yeah.
Let us know if you ever fall asleep, Ken. We'll play him.
All right. How old were you when you got this scar?
Probably 30.
All right. And what were you doing?
I'm a boilermaker by trade, so I was welding up some handrails on some access platforms.
Where is it?
When I got burnt.
Shut up, Xavier. You're not allowed to ask that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you got burnt?
I got burnt.
All right.
So it's a burn scar.
How much time off work did you have?
Hey?
How much time off work did you have after it?
Probably 4 days.
Oh, okay. Did you get skin grafts?
No.
Okay. All right.
I reckon, can I...
Yeah, you can buzz in with your
hey,
name.
Hey, Ken, I reckon you've turned around not watching what you're doing and it's burnt your backside.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say... So you can continue to ask questions once Zave got it wrong as well.
Oh, so is Zave now
He's
out.
It's between you and I, Pete.
Unlucky.
Okay, I'm going to say your forearm, Ken.
No.
Oh.
All right, so Boilermaker, it's a burn scar.
Stitches?
Did you have stitches?
No.
Oh, no stitches. Okay, so this is just a straight up burn scar.
Yep.
I am going to go with your thigh.
No.
Oh, jeez. All right, face?
No, you've already had your answer.
Okay, we get it.
What was it,
Ken? What was it?
I've burnt a part of my body right on the end of it.
Oh, the pecker.
Hey.
The old nozzle.
It's not where I was
yes.
going. Jeez.
I have a 5mm perfectly round scar on the end of it.
How long did it take you to get back into the swing of things?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Jeez. Is it a blister?
Oh.
No, it went deep. It's scarred deep.
Yeah, right.
It's a feature, Ouch. Ken. It's a feature.
Name you. Name the pain. Rate the pain it, out of 10.
Probably 12.
Is it numb right. now?
No.
No, it's so sensitive. Come back.
No.
Is it more sensitive now?
How big was the scar?
Okay,
good on you, Ken.
Ken, you win.
Thanks, mate.
You win.
Cheers.
Good on you, mate.
What did he win? Mystery prize.
Mystery.
Yeah, mystery prize.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
Yeah, all right. Teacher with him up.
Scar Wars.
Can I get a photo,
yeah,
Ken?
Did you like that?
So how did you feel that went?
Not too bad.
It was good.
Yeah,
I didn't mind it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Obviously, the more gorier the stories are, the better.
Oh, but heck, it's pretty good.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's just not what I was thinking.
I'll be back next week. 27/7.
Is it coming back? Can we do it once a week?
Oh, look, I'm trying to be optimistic.
Save. What do you reckon?
Right, come on.
No, I liked it.
It was good.
Poor
Ken. Yeah, no. Stay
I've
with us.
I've burned it before.
Oh, what were you doing?
When I was having surgery.
Guys, I've got to move on.
My bag got done. That's a serious injury, mate.
I know.
It's a serious injury.
Yeah, I know, but it's the last thing I want to be thinking about right now.
All right, we'll be back in a tick.
Thanks, Ken. Save your
jewels and pee. On Hit 92.9.
You and me, Zave, we get an extra 4 days off a year, apparently. You, not so much. unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll explain that next.
We'll tell you why. Mm. Hey, Danny Lakey, you hear him on the Hit Network as well as seeing him at his fringe comedy show Hips, Lips, Nips and Bits.
You were.
Yes. Hey.
Tickets available at fringeworld.com.au. Good to have you back home for a couple of weeks, mate.
So good. So good. Perth is so underrated. I've been over in Sydney for a couple of years now. I love this time of year. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just blowing smoke back up my hometown's bum. Like, this is the place to be over December and January. It's so nice. Yeah.
Now, your dad lives here. You stole his Porsche this morning to get
into
the
studio. Did steal the Porsche. I just got a Facebook message. He's like, is everything okay? Why is the Porsche gone? It's a long story, but my dumb brother's little Mazda didn't start, so I had to jump into the Porsche quickly. I'm here. My nips are hard, guys.
Yeah,
show's next Wednesday.
Now, Danny, as Pete just mentioned, you're later on in the nights. We hear from you on the Hit Network, and it's, for those who don't quite understand, nighttime you get a little bit more leeway with how loose you can be in the show. And it's a bit like our 6 o'clock hour. We can be a little bit looser then.
Mm-hmm.
We did think potentially you were probably better suited in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, just in case.
Fair. But fair appraisal. Should have put me at 5:59.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, that's what I used to listen to you, Lakey, like before the brekkie show would start. Yeah. And some of the stuff you would get away with is like, damn.
Well, that's what I
want to go into Dawn's.
Get away with. What have you had a written warning for? Have you ever copped a written warning for anything?
Oh, I had an adhesive phallus that I pretended to try and kiss. And we put a photo on Instagram and we got a big one from Big Fordham the next morning going, no, mate, just you got to know the line.
Yeah,
you're about 3 metres over it at this stage.
I mean, is that something you're always looking for, like to cross that line?
No, honestly not. Honestly
just things
not.
That intrigue you.
Yeah,
obviously.
No, just like rubber phalluses, really.
Don't we all?
Hey, Jules, I was just chatting to Danny when I went out there before and we were talking about, he said, congratulations on your trip and your wedding and stuff.
Yes.
And I said, have you been to Africa before?
Mm.
And I was only thinking about this in the cubicle then because I didn't follow up with the question, but I will now. You said, no, I lived in Uganda for 3 months. Why in the bloody hell were you living in Uganda for 3 months?
I was volunteering in an orphanage and teaching English.
Oh, right. Wild card!
What?
Now I feel
what?
Bad.
What?
Jesus.
You can't do both of those things in one life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, 2012.
Right.
Yeah, a crippling alcoholic, and I thought going over there for 3 months might straighten it out.
And did it? It did?
No.
Homemade booze.
No, not for another couple of years. But now I'm 5 years sober, so get around me.
Yeah, absolutely. 5 years.
Around, mate. Yeah.
I'm about 5 hours.
Yeah. So tell us about your show. Next Wednesday it's happening?
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. All proceeds go to the bushfires. You can type in the code word Danny on the Fringe website. Just type in Danny Lakey and type in the code word Danny for $5 or buy them for 15. I mean, it's going to the bushfires. So buy them for 15,
buy
your friends. Come on. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. Not your typical stand-up show. We analyse all 24 Guess Who characters on a Guess Who board. That's a lot of fun. We've got groundbreaking technology that we will put on your skull to figure out which Harry McCleary dog personality type you are. And I also make love to a seafood sensation Subway sandwich.
Amazing. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting along to that. I'd like to see it.
They've actually taken the seafood sensation sandwich off the menu at Subway.
Too many people making love to
because
it.
Yeah, too many people making love to it. I need to go to Coles and buy a seafood mix now. I'm not joking. Mix it with mayonnaise before the show and buy a 6-inch bread from Subway. And they don't allow you to just buy the bread. So you have to buy a cheese sandwich.
Which bread do you go?
I go Italian herbs and cheese.
The best one.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
It's in the lyrics.
Toasted?
It's in the lyrics. Not toasted.
Not toasted.
Fresh.
Fresh. Of course.
Do they still charge you just as much, or if you just get a
It's $3.50 for an old English cheese sandwich. And then that was getting too much, so I asked for half cheese. So now they just put one triangle on. I thought, this is ridiculous. And then, so the next day, I just asked for mozzarella, but just one graze of mozzarella. They legit sell me a full 6-inch with one piece of mozzarella cheese on it.
I feel like they do that to me anyway.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're not getting along to this show, you're not trying hard enough. You can see Danny at the Fringe Comedy Show, Hips, Lips, Nips and Bits, everything that you can pretty much hear on the Hit Network after dark as well anyway. Tickets available at fringeworld.com.au, and as you mentioned, go for the $15 tickets. It's all going to bushfire relief as
it
well.
Is.
Great to see you, mate.
Yeah, no, loving the show, guys.
Good on you, mate.
On Hit 92.9.
Guys, we're off to the UK for a quick moment.
Are we? Wait, is this about Harry and Meghan?
No. Had enough of Harry and Meghan.
Oh, have you? I'm reading it right now.
Megxit.
Jeez.
Megxit. No, this is something that's going on in Swindon. You're right.
Where's Swindon?
I don't know. Somewhere in the UK.
Swindon?
In Swindon.
Okay.
North.
You wouldn't know.
Do you reckon?
No,
somebody Google
Swindon. He sounds about right. It doesn't matter.
That's why we have a text line as well, 0488 55 99.
You might be from Swindon.
Oh, and probably living in Joondalup. Now, there's a lot of UK people that live in Joondalup.
Oh.
Didn't know that?
Nope.
What are you getting to?
Yeah.
What am I getting to?
Yeah.
I'm getting to the fact that, actually, this is poignant considering we were just talking about holidays. You and I, by rights of this, what I hold in my hand, should have an extra 4 days off a year.
Why is
that? I think I already do.
Why would you get 4 days off extra?
Yeah.
So employees at a recruitment agency are being rewarded with 4 extra days of holiday for not smoking at work.
Yeah, fair enough, actually.
Really?
With that. Absolutely.
Is that even right? Because the mics are on?
Is that right, Jules?
That wasn't your chat this morning.
No, there was a different kind of chat this morning because you guys seem to think that, like, smokers would be against that, whereas smokers wouldn't really even care.
If I was a smoker and someone was getting 4 days off for just not being a smoker, I'd care.
Really?
But I understand it.
No, it doesn't.
You duck
me
off
at all.
Every 15 minutes to jam a
who
stick
does?
Down your throat.
Oh my gosh! Now and I know you're looking at me because you're like, oh, you're a then, smoker. But I'm like, I would say a part time, more social.
No, you're not. You're a fully.
Oh, do you? No,
and,
what?
And also what? Getting in the lift on my way out. I'm clean. I've had a shower here at work. I'm cleansed. I've deodorized. I've cleaned my teeth, and then I get in that lift. Mm. Ugh. Smokers should have to take the staircase. Actually, I'm going to put
that. You mean no, we can't. That's how we find out we've got emphysema.
Keep you healthy. Managing Director Don Bryden has introduced this, despite being a smoker himself. It's been taken on and embraced within the company. He's being applauded by it by both smokers and non-smokers.
See, you guys are like thinking, oh,
let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not discriminating against him. Have a cigarette. I'm not discriminating against anyone. What I'm saying is,
spark up over there.
He noticed that workers who smoked.
Yeah.
Took about an average of an hour per week, which roughly equates to about 4 days per year, right, out of the regular day that everybody
That's
else
fair.
Does.
That's
I can
fair.
Guarantee you. I mean, I know you guys are like, yeah, we're entitled to this. No smoker out there is going, no, that you're not.
I 100% reckon they would. Text
No, they wouldn't. Oh, yep, 100%. Text through and let us know if you are against this at all.
But I don't think you can, because it's completely black and white. Like, when you go out and you're standing there and
you're on the clock.
You're on the clock.
Yeah.
Right, that's your 10 minutes.
You guys are carrying on like I go and smoke during the show. I don't at all. It's just, you know, everyone's got their vices. Sometimes I just need a little bit of a stress reliever and I will just have one. Maybe if sometimes even. I don't.
What are they packing these
I don't. Mate, they will set you back $50.
$50 for a dart?
Yeah.
What?
No, for a packer.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it better.
What are you on the Winnie Blues? No. Are they still a thing? I used to order Winnie Blues.
I used to
stick them in your pocket when you'd go out and then head to the smokers, even though I was a non-smoker.
Really?
And just offer them to a couple of people, see whether you could get a conversation started.
Hey, mate, got a light?
And then wake up and I'd want to cut my throat out the next day.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, it's like that.
There you
actually.
Go. Take that with you to work today.
Ask for the 4 days.
Anyway, I want you to text through. I want you to text through if you're a smoker and if you feel offended by this and think that non-smokers aren't entitled.
Margaret's just texted in.
Yep.
I don't smoke at times I shouldn't. Why do I not get the 4 days?
That's a fair point. Smokers won't text.
We wanted to hear from people who actually smoke.
Smokers won't text in. Their fingers are busy.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said she was a non-smoker.
No, she's a smoker.
Oh, okay. Save your
jewels and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Inside the next 15 minutes, you will get another chance at... What, Dad?
Yeah, still reckon it's a stapler.
They lied.
It can't be because that was the case.
No, but I'm reckon it might be do it like, you know, you have to say what it's stapling kind of thing. Like, might not have been paper. What if it was stapling something else? you reckon?
$25,000 up for grabs. Then I would recommend not the stapler.
Now, all three of us this morning, we've spoken about today for our company's payday. And how it's been a busy time of year, hasn't it?
Yes,
you've got Christmas, you've got New Year, it's a long month that you've got to wait. Anyway, so today for us is payday, which is quite a relief for some of us. But
we've been saying how broke we've all been, but yet you rocked up this morning with Macca's pancakes. That ain't broke.
I won't eat for the rest of the day. So I spent $4, so $1 a meal, basically. All right, so sit down. Now,
don't know what broke is.
I was... in Subway yesterday. I didn't actually get the Subway. The line was too long.
Smackers this morning.
Subway yesterday. No. I didn't. Complain that you are broke.
I didn't get Subway. I was lined up, and because it's school holidays, the line would have been 15 deep. And I said I was running late to get my new tyres. of which I got the. I kept saying when I was in the tyre joint because you guys made me get new tyres. Yeah. I didn't want to, but there was rope coming out of them.
Mate, yeah, we made you have a safe car. Illegal.
Yeah, no, which I understand. I didn't know that they were like that until yesterday, so I fixed that up very quickly. Now, I was in Subway, and whilst I was in Subway lining up 15 deep, a guy walked in a work outfit, and I thought this was the swiftest thing I've ever seen. So, obviously, in the morning, he'd gone in and got a reusable cup.
Mm.
About 4 hours later, he's walked back into Subway and started filling up a water bottle and just started filling up again.
Yeah.
And the lady walked over and said, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" Yes, oh no, I ordered this 4 hours ago. So obviously he works.
Oh, he even got his drink.
He obviously works in the line of this is in Innaloo, so there's like a Subway in there. So he's obviously working in that strip of shops or across the road in the car park where the Bunnings or something is there.
Mm.
But over he came, filled up, walked off, just got himself a reusable, gone again. I thought that was one of the sharpest things I've ever seen. There's no time limit.
It's a refill, is it? Right?
Yeah, it's a refill.
Right. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Just go back as long as you want.
I didn't know that you could refill.
So he's obviously just refilling throughout the day. Just, drinks break, back to Subway, fill up, off he goes back to work.
That's money well spent. Maybe he's in the same situation of us. 100%. Like, no, doesn't get paid monthly.
Same situation as, I'm sure, a lot of people in Perth. But what I want to do, 131060 or 0488 555 929. Is the word swiftiest?
Swifty.
Something's like pulling a Swifty. Like,
yeah, how are you saving a buck? What's the sharpest thing you're doing to save a buck? My mate yesterday, God knows, he probably got that cup 3 weeks ago. Yeah. So, just kept going back and forth for his reusable drinks throughout the day. 131060. Give everyone a bit of a hack. What are you doing to save a buck? This time of year, we're all down on our bones of our backside. 131060 gives a
Some
call.
Some of us are.
All of us are.
What are you talking about?
0488 555 929.
You have no financial commitments. You have no family commitments. You have nothing in your life.
No responsibilities.
Not one. You don't even have a car.
Don't be such a hater, okay?
131060. How are you saving a buck like my mate yesterday in Subway? Save your
jewels and pee. On Hit 92.9.
131060. What is the sharpest way of saving a buck? Yesterday I was at Subway. I was going to get myself a little 6-incher, too busy, so I walked out. But whilst I was in the line, a guy, obviously working in the same block or nearby, just wandered on in because the refill machine is right near where the counter is. Just walked on in, stuck his cup under, walked out. He's obviously bought a cup at some stage, be it yesterday, last week, last year, whatever it was.
Mm.
Wanders on in, fills up, walks out. He must do it every day a couple of times because they're not very happy with him.
I'll tell you what would have been a bold move. He took a Macca's cup in.
That would have been bold. But then you can see why he'd be removed. But if he's using a Subway cup, I don't know if it says on the bottom of your cup the T's and C's.
I didn't know that it was a refill. Yeah. Like that was a refill machine. You were allowed to do that. If that was the case, I'd just be buying small drinks. Like small cups and then refilling it instead of buying a big one.
Definitely a refiller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pizza
I'll take you there. In a loop.
No, it's fine. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
I get paid tonight. It's fine.
131060. How are you saving a buck?
We also on the text line. 0488 555 929's lit up.
We got one that came through. I saved a buck by telling my girlfriend that you can hang your tea bags on a line or the sink and reuse them the next morning.
Stop it.
So obviously the girlfriend's just been hanging the same tea bag out for a week and dips it in every morning, gets a little bit out of it and
let's get re-plugs to these it. Shall we? Bree in Harrisdale, good morning.
How you going, guys?
Going good, well. Bri. How are you pulling a Swifty, mate?
So if you're going to press the OT or however you say it, the bubble tea shop, in Canningvale, they have like a little jar at the counter with everybody's used receipt.
Right.
So every time I go in there, I pull all the receipts out and sit there and add them to the app, and I get free bubble teas.
And you get free ones?
Yeah, I get free ones. So after a certain amount, like I think it's maybe 8 or something like that,
get
enough points to get a free bubble tea.
Oh, there you go. The bubble tea queen.
Yeah.
Pretty smart,
right? So, yeah, I think I've got up to about 5 now.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing. Because, I mean, you're just giving it away. Anyone else that wants to do that is now going to go and steal it.
Grabbing receipts or whatever. It reminds us of R&B Fridays Live, where you'd hand the drink cards that we were given at work. We weren't given unlimited drinks. There's a certain amount of cards. You'd hand them to the to old lady.
Yeah.
And then she'd sit them on the table next to her. And
you'd
just grab the, you just grab the card back and then reuse it next time.
I love how you are looking at
and the boss is looking straight
boss.
At me.
All right, Jesse and Cavisham, what's your hack?
Hi there. So I was getting free coffees from McDonald's for a little while.
Oh, how?
It doesn't work anymore, so I'm hoping sharing my secret.
Okay.
But they used to give you a stamp card and put the little thing on.
Yep.
Yeah. Once you'd reach 9 of them, they'd give you a free coffee.
Yep.
So you show your little stamp card at the first window and they say show it at the second window and they can stamp it for you because that's where they keep the stamper.
Yep.
And between the first window and the second window, you just put the card away.
Yes. Oh. So you meant to pay at the first, collect at the second.
Done.
Yeah,
nice, Jesse.
Oh, I like that.
You understand.
Now they're using app or something, do they?
They all track them through apps now. It's a lot easier to track them through an app. Is ever like get to some point where you've got a dozen cards just sitting in your center console for different things?
I don't. I just say I'm going to lose them.
Money bags over here. Doesn't need free coffees. I'm not looking at him. Save your
tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Look, usually I don't like to talk about New Year's resolutions, right? Mainly because I always fail them. However, this year I would like to, mainly because I would like to bring to light Xavier's New Year's resolution.
Oh, what's that? Oh, sorry. What that?
What is it, Xavier?
Is this about me or you think you're...
No, I'm getting to me, but I just want to know yours.
Just be nicer to people.
Yeah.
Which I think
is great.
And like people would say on the text line that people have texted you, 0488-55929, my responses have been absolutely lovely.
Beautiful.
Nicer to people I care about.
Yeah, but face to face.
Are you saying you don't care about me? Okay, anyway, that's enough of you because I actually need to know some info from you, Peppy.
Yes.
I know you're a gamer.
Yes. Let me play some gaming music. Oh, this is nice.
Is that gaming music?
Is it FIFA?
No, this is from the Nintendo 64. This is Rainbow Road from Mario Kart.
I do hear
Remember
it.
I beat you at Mario Kart and I don't even game?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, wait. Because, Zabe, you weren't there yet, but when we were in Tokyo and Peppy and I were doing activities together before you arrived, we went and played
Punching.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's it.
Guess who won?
You.
Three rounds.
He's a fraud, remember? Remember he said
button mash.
Yeah, you got no technique.
No.
You button mash.
Have a look at the footage.
You slammed the keys.
There was no button mashing going on.
All you did was go brrrr.
And who won?
She did.
So obviously that's what gaming is. Just smash it.
Anyway, I take it back though, Peppy, because I'm going to need your help for 2020.
Okay.
Because...
What are you doing?
I want to get into gaming.
What?
Yeah.
You want to get into gaming?
Yeah, I need to go and buy a PlayStation and a headset.
A headset as well?
Yeah.
Mate, if you go headset, there's no turning back.
I
like,
know.
Once you, like,
what,
playing
what's
video...
What does the headset do? Does it just play the music in your ears?
It does what the headphones on your head are doing right now. Except the whole point of the headset is to be able to talk online to other people that you're playing with.
Yeah, so it's not just playing songs or like background music like this.
Yeah, no, it's doing all that sort of stuff.
So what are your headphones for?
But really good headsets as well, depending on the game that you're playing, also help with the game. So being able to hear like footsteps off to the right when you're playing multiplayer and stuff.
But also,
this is all
so
the gear
you can
you're gonna
actually
learn.
Talk to other people in the game as well.
I'm just
too.
Seeing a massive nerd sitting across from me.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, you and your gaming with the headset.
Absolutely.
So why are you doing this?
Here's the thing, and this is why. Yeah. I've got a girlfriend over on the East Coast, right? And her partner is a huge gamer. And so she's gotten into gaming.
Mm.
And in the 2 years that I've moved to WA, we've kind of stopped talking as much as what we used
Drifted
to.
Apart.
Right? Yeah, we have. And so we caught up over the Christmas holidays and I was like, how can we fix this? Because even though we were like, oh, every Tuesday at, 6 o'clock we will chat, just never happened.
Was the spark still there when you caught
up? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's one of those friendships. We couldn't talk for probably like six or 12 months and we would still just pick up from where we left
spark
off.
Still
but I love her so much and I know that she's a gamer. So what I've decided to do is become a gamer so that I can join her crew in whatever game she's playing and go and...
But I feel like you might be that person who's really bad and just ruins everyone's time.
It's
just
okay.
Flat out. I remember, don't you... You've forgotten your New Year's resolution already.
Yeah, I don't want to... You don't want to...
Destiny 2.
Destiny 2?
Yes,
what?
It's a game that I will be playing.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, mate, if you're playing Destiny 2, you are going hardcore game. You're getting into things like raids and stuff.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm doing. Anyway,
are there drug mules and stuff?
No.
I need your help to set me up with it because I need to go and get a PlayStation and obviously a headset and stuff like
no,
that.
No, you don't need a PlayStation. You need like a gaming PC.
No, PlayStation. No, that's full loser.
Is she on PlayStation?
Oh, I don't know, man. They've got a full setup. Like they've got two PlayStations, about six TV screens.
So what's she doing? Does she have
computers.
A job?
No, so she's on maternity leave at the moment. She's just had a second baby. Mm. And so she feels, and she's just moved like back into her hometown, which is quite small. So she's feeling quite isolated, which I mean, I don't know whether gaming makes that even worse or better. But either way, I'm going to jump on the game so that we can play together.
I can sort you out. But if you're going to play Destiny 2, you're going to have some training.
Oh, so I'm also going to set up a Twitch account as well.
Oh, you need a Twitch account too. So Twitch
I'm
is like
I'm going to film myself doing it.
I reckon we go one step
playing,
further.
Playing the game, I mean. Not
and
like
you go live streamer. Yes. Like you actually become a streamer.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to stream me playing.
So this is
not
everything.
Not in my underwear or anything like that.
Actually, yeah, what's your code? Well,
no.
$12.90 a minute.
All right, I can sort you out with that.
Gosh,
I got a few people. I know a few people. I can sort you out with that stuff. We'll get you started. And
get me one.
The next time we chat about this, you will have an official gamer tag. You'll have a twitch.tv tag as well. I might even get you a purple tick if you're lucky.
What's purple tick?
That's accredited on Twitch.
No way.
I know the Twitch people.
Do you?
All right, go to a song.
Amazing.
Back in a tick. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. Well, I got a shout out. Shout out to parents. It's a vibe. You feel me?
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm not a parent. So
well,
I don't know.
A parent yet.
What are you feeling?
Do I feel?
Well, I don't know what you're feeling.
All right.
I'm feeling numb to life at the moment.
Are you okay or
Why?
What?
Have you given up?
I actually have given up on life at the moment. Anyway, keep
punching.
Sorry,
mate, don't worry. You get paid tonight. It's fine.
Yeah, I haven't eaten for 4 days. So I'm just a bit delirious at the moment. But anyway, yep, keep going.
Chrissy gifts over the holidays. Oh, yeah. It was nice. Spending time with the family and all that sort of stuff, it was nice. But you found out that we spent probably a little bit too much time together.
Do
and
you
easy.
Cherish every moment or do you go, geez, I could do with a break?
Oh, over the holidays, I went, geez, I could do with a break.
Yeah, okay, cool. So you're not that nice a guy.
No, but I do cherish as many moments as I possibly can while I'm actively thinking to myself, cherish this moment.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But you've still got a bit
He's up. He's got two.
Well, that's what I mean. But he's such a nice guy. I just need to make sure that he has that little kink in him where he's just like, I could do with some meat.
Oh, no one's that nice. Surely, like, there's even the really nice people have a bit of a.
This was a
I
moment.
A break.
This was a moment where I was like, I need a break.
What happened?
Izzy gave us a little Chrissy gift over the holidays that she brought back from daycare. It was beautiful. She's our 18 months old. Gastro.
Oh.
Yeah.
How sick was she?
She wasn't too bad. Okay. It's the rest of us that copped it. This is a day I'll never forget. And she's bubbling away. But because she's still in nappies, it's the sort of thing where. You know, she does whatever she does, and then we have to clean it up. So just it was a half a dozen times across the course of the day, she had a messy nap. You know, it was pretty terrible and rough and stuff like that.
Someone once rang up the station and said, when you're changing your child's nappy, you should always ask for permission.
Huh?
There was a story. There was a story that went around a little while ago about daycare, people in daycare or patrons in daycare saying that should be something we start doing and start asking the kids for permission.
That's not something I want to do, man. Like,
yeah,
it's gastro. I don't want to do it. Why would I ask if I can do it?
Point where, like, if you're changing the nappy, it's you find everything to wash your hands and all this sort of stuff. And then to the point where we'd have to touch her in the bath half a dozen times as well, just to sort of clean her up a little bit. Anyway,
take the shower off. Take the shower head down. Give her a blast.
Right. So this was a hell of a day when it swept through the house. But this is the sort of thing you got to look forward to as kids comes along, especially the ones that get a little bit older. So Mila's 3.5, and so she's. Almost toilet trained, a few accidents through the course of the night, but she's just about getting there.
Wet in the bed?
Wet in the bed.
Is she
that's okay. I'm 31 and do that still sometimes.
But do you do use the like nappy or like cloth? Do people use cloth nappies anymore?
We still use cloth nappies.
Okay.
Do you use cloth nappies?
Well, I don't use cloth nappies.
My mum used to use nappies.
Yeah, you don't use cloth. No, back in the old days.
Yeah, my dad used to just throw them over the back fence and spray them with the hose. He had to change our nappies. Oh, okay.
But can you imagine like what our parents went through with cloth nappies? And I know some people still use them, but can you imagine after every you can use them for 12 hours nappies, they say. You say you've wet the nappy, you can leave it for 12 hours.
Okay.
You don't, but you can before it becomes leaky or whatever. Mm. But in cloth, As soon as there's a dribble,
it's done.
It's done.
And it seeps through and everything. Yeah.
So Ted might do a couple of little sprinkles in his one nappy.
Yeah.
And then you give it a little change or whatever. But back in the clothies.
It was like every time.
Every time.
Anyway.
Sorry.
What happened?
That's okay.
No, sorry.
So it was sort of the morning. This was two nappies in.
Yeah.
By that stage for Izzy.
Alarm bells going off.
Yeah. Liz, alarm bells are going off. This is happening. Liz has started to feel a little gurgle.
Ooh.
And then about an hour after that, I've started to feel a little gurgle.
I call it the BGs, the bubble guts.
The bubble guts.
Yeah.
Bubble guts.
Yeah.
Bubble guts, right? And it's happened and started to sweep through the house. And then Mila's copped it as well. And then it's the afternoon and Liz is on one toilet and I'm on the other.
Jeez.
And then Mila comes running in and she goes, Daddy, 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 yeah, I really need to go. I really need to go. I really need to go. While I'm sitting there, halfway through mine, now here's the predicament. If she goes, she's going in her undies and it's going everywhere.
Yeah.
So at that point, I've gone, all right, finish it up real quick, stood up, grabbed her, turned her around, sat her on the toilet. She did her business and then got her off the toilet, finished mine. It was like an F1 pit stop.
I honestly thought you were just going to go to the bath.
No, I was on the toilet at the time. It was the most incredible thing ever had to do as a parent.
Hold on, go and see mum.
I would have said, you're just going to have to go in the bath.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
That's where we're at.
No.
Mate, you're better dad than me.
You guys are really just, not
when gastro comes,
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, absolutely, I get it. Yeah.
Streaming us after 9. Hey, 2020, new things for the year.
Yes.
Including this.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
I just wanted to introduce this segment before we get out of the show every day. Well, it's just kind of like, little pieces of advice, reminders and things
before
you go off and start work, that kind of thing. Yes, from little Josie here.
So, don't know who needs to hear this.
Yes, but.
Could be anybody listening right now.
Now, this morning the advice is, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you need to cancel that free trial. All right, it's 2020. Move it over, keep the money in your account.
So your gyms and stuff.
Yeah, your gyms, the things that the streaming device.
Online accounts.
Services that you sign up to.
Yeah, did a Spotify account 3.5 years ago.
The whole here's 30 days free month trial and all of a sudden
and then you just
keep taking it out of your account. And I've had a LinkedIn account that I've been paying for like 3 years and I forgot my password about a month in.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, well, I thought it'd be a really great way to connect to people in the industry.
And how'd that go?
Yeah, I've had to sign up to another LinkedIn account, right, which I don't pay for, but I'm still paying for the other one that I can't access.
Now, the free trials, I must admit, I do probably need to go through my credit card bill and go,
don't need that anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
Because some of it's only like $7 or $8. And you're like, that's a coffee. Whatever. What is that?
Start trying to justify it.
No, but you're like, I don't even know what it is, but I don't even know how I'm going to find out what it is.
Yeah.
But it's not enough for me to be absolutely alarmed about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three and a half years later, I'm still paying for a Spotify account. Yeah.
And do you use it? Like, what?
You use Spotify. Yeah. You use it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's different.
That's different, mate. You use it. Hey, Lee, we're cancelling that for you. Use it.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
On Hit 92.9.